Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting third. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Satchel Paige. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Satchel Paige. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar takes first base on ball four. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn takes first base on ball four. Kozar moves to second. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Doby, who is chasing the ball. Stewart reaches third base with a triple. Kozar scores. Cohn goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christman. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is called out on strikes. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost is called out on strikes. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kozar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cohn hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kozar moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McBride. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paige fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Christman strikes out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Doby goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Senators. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to third. Gordon moves to second. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0 for 1 in the game. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paige fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kozar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cohn hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wynn scores. Kozar moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Senators. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Doby reaches second base with a double. Clark goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Senators. Forrest Thompson now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby scores. Keltner moves to second. It's Senators, 3, Indians, 3. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. Early hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernon moves to third. Two outs. Forrest Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page has Christman trapped. He fires to second, with Boudreau covering, who tags Christman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0 for 2 in the game. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Page moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Page moves to third. Clark moves to second. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Forrest Thompson. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kozar takes first base on ball 4. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cohn hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Masterson now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Early for a passed ball. Gordon moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to third. Boudreaux moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan is walked intentionally. Hal Peck pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields it and throws to second for the out. Gordon scores. Boudreaux moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-3 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cone. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-3 in the game. Early hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.